Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Two-time Academy Award winner Sean Penn is an American film icon, with a career spanning nearly three decades on the silver screen. But Mr. Penn not only is an internationally acclaimed movie star, as well as an accomplished screenwriter and director, he is also a committed humanitarian, a pioneering journalist, and a source of inspiration for countless people. On January 12, 2010, a devastating quake ravished the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, and surrounding regions, claiming over 200,000 lives and leaving millions homeless. Mr. Penn immediately flew to Haiti upon hearing of the disaster with some emergency aid. Today, 21 months later, Mr. Penn is still in the country, leading what is considered one of the most successful tent cities in the area, the J.P. Haitian Relief Organization, Pétionville Camp, on what was once a nine-hole golf course. Mr. Ron Baldwin is JPHRO's executive director.
Immediately following the earthquake, he leapt into action, as part of his character is to immediately see something that he thinks needs attention and acts on. There was no pre-existing organization that he had. He simply was able to use his stature and the power of his will to put together medical professionals and emergency medicines. And he was able to get a plane and get these emergency medical and supplies down to Haiti. It was really sort of an emergency response medical mission to just go and do what needed to be done immediately. The operations became established on the grounds of what became one of the largest IDP camps, refugee camps. And so the organization was operating there, and then the IOM, which is the UN agency that oversees refugee camps and IDP camps, saw how effective the operation was becoming and asked that that the organization become involved in managing the services in that camp. And so it sort of grew from there.
In addition, establishing medical facilities, sanitation, lighting, and water, JP Haitian Relief Organization, or JPHRO, also helps with rubble removal, relocations, and neighborhood redevelopment. In 1.5 years, the population of the camp has shrunk from over 50,000 to about 23,000 as of September 2011. Staffed by Haitian nationals as well as international personnel and volunteers, JPHRO was selected by the Haitian government and World Bank to be the country's first organization to pilot a comprehensive strategy in leading a group of seven international organizations to provide and repair homes.
Sean saw that the problems in Haiti are more fundamental and requiring longer-term commitment, and so it grew from an emergency response into a longer-term commitment. The fact is that he lived in Haiti, in the camp, for the better part of 9 months, personally directing the work that was going on there. When there would be some kind of crisis or a rainstorm or a medical emergency, he was the first one out. And that sort of is the inspiration for me and for a lot of the people who work there, to see that sort of absolute commitment and drive.
How has Mr. Penn's leadership talent and background in film directing led to the success of the camp?
I think that his background in filmmaking, as a director in particular, does bring skills and qualifications to this kind of work, because it is chaotic. It is trying to get people on the same page and moving in a direction under constantly changing, challenging circumstances. And being able to see past the normal ways of doing things. I think that Mr. Penn's creative vision as an artist allows him to see things differently.
What were some of the challenges that he faced, and how did he address them?
Well, the cholera epidemic was something that, you know, was a terrible second phase of JPHRO's time in Haiti. The problem was that there was a lack of some of the fundamental treatment supplies, most principally Ringer's lactate, IV solution to hydrate the people. Sean took the approach that, why isn't that supply here? Well, he went and acquired the largest supply of Ringer's lactate in Haiti. And so we brought that into the country and then distributed it throughout Haiti to cholera treatment clinics, mostly working with the UN, United Nations Humanitarian Air Service, using their helicopters to transport these supplies all over the country. Again, the way Sean looks at things is, you know, we're not necessarily just a camp management organization or a rubble removal organization. We're going to deal with the problems as they confront us, and that's what happened with cholera, and that was a very, very successful exercise. We worked very closely with the government of Haiti. And with the United Nations on that.
Tell us what lies ahead for the project. And
we're working with the government of Haiti and the World Bank on a very exciting project in a neighborhood called Delma 32. Delma 32 is the neighborhood near the camp where most of the residents came from. So we're removing all the rubble, demolishing houses that are unsafe, working with other NGOs to rebuild those houses, and providing rent subsidies for some of the population to move back in. Haiti is not a lost cause. Progress is being made there every day. It's difficult, but now is the time to really support Haiti, as it has the opportunity now to build back better and to create a life that everyone deserves to have.
Ron Baldwin shares his thoughts on Sean Penn's leadership in Haiti.
He is an inspiration to the people who work for him, because he's unwilling to compromise on the kind of work that we do for the people of Haiti and for the quake affected. It's an attitude and a way of working that is throughout the organization, and that really does come from Sean's commitment and insistence on success.
For his selfless sacrifice and determined efforts, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Sean Penn with the Shining World Hero Award and contributed $50,000 to support his noble cause with all her love and admiration.
Dear Mr. Penn, it is with much admiration and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Hero Award. This award is presented in recognition of your outstanding altruism and exemplifying efforts to uplift humanity by reducing suffering. Your nobility shines like a celestial star, removing the veil of darkness, brightening the way with unconditional kindness, and creating a beacon of hope for our world's most vulnerable citizens. You arrived in Haiti during the week following the devastation and helped coordinate the arrival of two planes loaded with relief workers and supplies. Stunned by the depth of the destruction, you extended your stay and tirelessly demonstrated your capabilities and talents by effectively organizing the relief work. Drawing on a variety of skills developed from directing films, your efficiency was evident and you soon became the camp manager. Today, you head one of the most successful tent cities in the area, the JPHRO Refugee Camp, in the once affluent suburb of Petionville. The experience of having gone through a period of great trials and hardships did not deter you in any way, and when asked about your thoughts, you compassionately replied, "There's no end point. This is where I'll be when I'm not working for the rest of my life." We are deeply touched by your sincerity and for being a shining inspiration of love in action. For your compassionate dedication, leadership skills, and significant contribution to the relief effort. For your benevolence and for being a noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the heroic deeds of Mr. Sean Penn, a true hero, greater than any played on the silver screen. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
In addition to the $50,000 contribution from Supreme Master Ching Hai, gifts were presented including Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture DVDs and number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
Well, thank you. I accept this on behalf of Sean Penn. I'd like to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for this wonderful support to JPHRO and the recognition of the work that Sean Penn is doing in Haiti. Support like this is what allows us to do the kind of work that we're doing every day in Haiti and will continue to be doing for a long time. So thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
The following is an excerpt of JPHRO's letter to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, thank you for your generous donation of $50,000 to JP Haitian Relief Organization on March 25, 2011. We appreciate your generosity and confidence in JPHRO. Your support allows us to continue working on the ground in Haiti to improve the lives of the Haitian people. Your donation provides the Haitian people with not only the most sustainable benefits possible, but with jobs and training that will last well beyond the relief and recovery effort. On behalf of the people of Haiti and everyone at JPHRO, thank you again.
We salute you, Mr. Sean Penn, on your leadership, compassion, and unwavering commitment to helping the Haiti people rebuild their lives in safety and wellness. Our appreciation as well, Mr. Ron Baldwin, and the caring people at JP Haitian Relief Organization for your dedication. May the providence bless all of you, as well as all the lives you touch. For more information about JP Haitian Relief Organization, please visit jphro.org. Gracious viewers, thank you for your company on this program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May neighborly love and peace prevail in our world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.